You are tuning in to our 7-episode series celebrating National Public Health Week here on Clifton Health On Air.
This is episode 3, Climate Change.
Hope you enjoy!
Hello everyone, this is John Beagle. I am the Health Officer and the Director of Health and Human Services for the City of Clifton. I just want to wish everybody a happy National Public Health Week. I want to thank all those public health professionals that serve, whether it be the City of Clifton, State of New Jersey, or around the country, around the world. Thank you for what you do and for keeping people safe. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Welcome to Clifton Health On Air. I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren.
And welcome to National Public Health Week here on Clifton Health On Air. And for those who don't know, today's daily theme is climate change. Welcome. And today we have Jennifer Terwilliger, Registered Environmental Health Specialist and Hazmat Coordinator. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For those just listening, because it's National Public Health Week, we are Clifton Health On Air, a local health department podcast located 12 miles west of New York City. The American Public Health Association explains climate change is the most pressing threat to human health that our world faces today. Some groups of people, including communities of color and low-income neighborhoods, are disproportionately impacted by climate change. They face decades of limited investment in their health and increased population in their neighborhoods. We need swift action to lessen the health impacts of climate change. Who can make a difference in our climate today?
Well, everyone listening can.
Awesome.
Yes. There's many things that you can do at home to help save our environment. So you can save energy at your house. You can switch to LED light bulbs and use energy efficient appliances. Okay. So that's just one of the ways. You can make sure when you're doing laundry, if you wash in cold water, you're saving resources. And instead of using your dryer, I know, I love my dryer too, but you can hang things up and use, yes, you know, just natural air to dry your clothes. It also helps with things shrinking. So
that's
another
true
bonus.
Oh, yeah, that's good. True.
Yeah. You can improve your home efficiency by making sure your house is properly insulated, replacing your oil or gas furnace with an electric heat pump. Mm-hmm. That helps.
Okay.
You can switch to renewable sources like wind or use solar panels, which is a big thing now,
yep,
to generate your electricity in your house. You can walk or bike to work, which saves a lot of energy, mm-hmm, or carpool if you can to work or to school. You can switch to an electric vehicle, EVs. You can also switch to things, try not to consume so much. We, as Americans, throw mm-hmm out a lot. You know, you buy things and you just throw it out. So that's a good way to save. You can eat more vegetables.
Oh, we love a good vegetable.
Yeah. Stay healthy, right? Eat vegetables, mm-hmm, because meats produce a lot of greenhouse gases, right, which add to the climate change problem that we're having right now. You can throw away less food, right? Because we, as consumers, food waste is one of the highest, most common items that we throw out in our garbage every day. So if you buy less and you actually eat it instead of throwing it out, that's a good impact. And you can try composting. There's composting bins that you can buy, and you can, you know, do that right in your house.
And they're making them
very
super
easy,
cute and easy now.
Yeah, very easy. Yeah. So another thing I do, I'm also part of the Environmental Commission, and we just did a invasive species removal. So if you can plant native species at your house instead of things that are not native. So invasive species take over, and then the bugs don't eat. They like to eat the native plants, right? So then they take it away, and then the birds have nothing to eat. So it affects the animals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Just before we go any further, the Environmental Commission.
Yes.
Are those broadcasted or are those publicized anywhere?
The Environmental Commission meetings are every month on the second Wednesday of the month. So you can come in and attend those meetings. And another thing you can do is help clean your environment, right?
Awesome, yes.
Guess what? Clifton's hosting an annual cleanup, right? In
Clifton
a couple weeks.
Annual cleanup.
Yes,
nice.
At Dundee Island on Saturday, April 13th. So if you want to come down, we give you all the supplies, okay. the tools needed to do the cleanup. And
how would someone sign up for this cleanup?
So they can sign up. They can sign up online, or even better yet, if you have the Recycle Coach app. Clifton was just named the highest user in Passaic County, right?
Oh,
so everybody's
exciting.
Downloading the Recycle Coach app. There's a way to sign up through that app. And if not, there's a flyer that we have on our website. You can check that out, or you can just come that day.
Is there any specific ages?
No, nope. But children must be accompanied by a parent or somebody in charge of them. And it's going to be 9 to 11. We do have a rain date, so please check the website because this is the rainy season, yes. as we'll talk about a little bit more with climate change, right? Having more effects on our weather. But we would love to see you, so come on out and help clean up Clifton.
For those who don't know, Recycle Coach is found on our website if they did want to sign up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. There's a link to sign up through that. It also reminds you when to put out your garbage and your recycling. So it's a great tool to have. And it sends you text messages to remind you when to put it out.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of other educational information on there. So check that out.
Yes. For those who do not have it, any listeners out there, please check our website.
So I know we were talking about a lot of rain. Do you want to know some of the effects climate change is having right here in Clifton?
Yes. Tell us about it.
Yes. I'm excited to hear.
Yeah. We're experiencing a lot hotter temperatures, right, in Clifton. We're affected by what's called urban heat island effect. This occurs naturally in the environment with so many buildings and roads that we have and other infrastructure taking away, like, the landscape. So the sun, the heat cannot be absorbed from the sun since everything is dark colored. Ooh. So things like the city can do is, like, using lighter colored roofs, reducing paving surfaces, because the more paved, the more dark colors. There's nowhere for the sun to go, and it just creates very hot temperatures. Mm. And increasing the tree cover. So if you visit our website, again, under the health department, environmental, I have a lot of climate change information that you can check out. EPA websites, NJDEP, New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, and the UN, United Nations, has a lot of good information on climate change. So please check that out. For the heat island, urban heat island effect, there's a map, too, that's going to be posted. And you can look specifically just at Clifton, and there's a lot. It's very high. It's the hottest colors they show.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's that. We're having more severe storms. Does everybody remember Hurricane Ida in 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
Clifton here, we saw 6 inches of rain that fell in 4 hours.
Wow.
And then there was a total of 9 to 10 inches of rain that fell in a 12-hour period. So that's why most of Clifton was underwater.
Yeah.
You saw areas that don't normally flooding, which causes, people to get displaced from their homes. We saw a lot of that. People, we had to open up a shelter. So there's a lot of effects that climate change has right here in Clifton.
It's very interesting because climate change is something that can be directly affected to your health. Can you tell us anything about some of the health risks that comes with climate change?
Yes. We're seeing a lot of disease increase, especially Lyme's disease, because there's warmer winters are lengthening and the season that ticks are out there and biting people, right? Is much higher. We're seeing increased mosquito-borne illnesses because of the higher temperatures, right? It's actually expanding the areas. Mosquitoes were only found in certain areas, and even in colder areas that are now warmer, they're seeing higher increases of mosquito-borne diseases. Yeah.
Wow.
Air pollution. There's a huge increase in air pollution, which leads to respiratory diseases, strokes, and even heart attacks. In a lot of Americans.
Wow.
And anybody that suffers from asthma knows that it's, it worsens their symptoms of asthma. So people can be affected. Unfortunately, as I'm an allergy sufferer, right? The season is much longer now because pollen season is expanded.
Did it start earlier as well?
I believe so.
I believe it did.
I think it started much earlier this year.
I think it started earlier.
Yeah. Not fun, but water pollution we're seeing, right? Anytime there's flooding, we're getting increased contaminated water and debris floating, and that increases our risk of gastrointestinal illnesses and even injuries. Extreme heat, right, for those that work outside, like the first responders, construction workers are being highly affected by this. It's causing severe prolonged heat waves, increase the heat-related deaths and illnesses in a lot of people. which affects, you know, especially people with underlying health effects.
Yeah.
Yep. They can be exacerbated. I have another fact that we just did. Clifton, the Environmental Commission, just received a $10,000 grant from Sustainable Jersey. And we updated, we used to have what's called the Natural Resource Inventory that was made in 2003. Now it's called the Environmental Resource Inventory. So they added some more topics to it. This, it's in draft form right now, so I can't share it with you, but it's going to be presented at the Planning Board meeting on April 25th. This document has so much information. There's information on geology and soil, land use, vegetation, wildlife, hydrology, wetlands, riparian areas, and flood zones, which is a huge topic we deal with, climate, air, noise pollution, infrastructure, and the known contaminated sites in the city. So once it's available, we will post it on the website. Right now, we do have the old one. The Natural Resource Inventory is posted on the website. It's under the Environmental Commission tab on the website. So if anybody wants to check it out, feel free.
Check the link in the description. We'll have it there.
The planning board is also open to the public as well.
That is. Okay. Yes.
So how would someone be able to start small? Some small tips on how someone can be an ambassador for climate change, or is there any volunteering opportunities?
Yes. Clifton has a lot of groups. There's so many ways to volunteer and help clean up. Like the cleanups is a good start. City Green, I believe if you look on their website, you can always contact them. That's a nonprofit in Clifton that grows real food, which we're seeing, you know, we don't eat enough real food.
Yep.
City Green has a veggie mobile that can be found in certain parts of Clifton. If you visit their website, they post where they'll be and what times.
Any last thoughts on climate change?
Last thoughts. Obviously, it's happening. We see it every day in our everyday lives. And, you know, humans just are kind of adapting to it. But there are ways, those small ways, like we talked about in the beginning, you know, using your car less, switching to an e-car, eating the vegetables, right? There's a good way to reduce, right, plastics. Plastics is a huge issue in this country. Use your reusable water cups, water bottles. Bring a cup to when you get coffee, and you can reuse that. Use reusable straws, right? New Jersey banned plastic bags and straws and styrofoams almost 2 years ago. And that's, they've seen a huge health impact to that. You're not seeing the plastic bags flying up in the trees anymore, clogging things. Straws, like bring your little straw. They have the ones that you can attach to your keychain, so you can have it with you at all times. And there's small ways that you can make a good impact in your everyday life.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jen, for coming onto this podcast. And we hope you have a wonderful National Public Health Week. Thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tune into our podcast every day this week for a new episode of our 7-episode series celebrating National Public Health Week. If you have any questions, you can email us at health@cliftonnj.org. You can visit our website, www.cliftonnj.org. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. Our handle is Clifton Health. And as we do before we leave every day, let us ask ourselves, did you make a difference in someone's life today?